Welcome. This is Dr. Robert McNutt. Today we're discussing a patient of mine who called and asked for help with a decision after she was recommended to take a chemotherapy agent by her oncologist. The story is an interesting one. She is a 59-year-old who was diagnosed nearly 3 years earlier with having breast cancer. Her specific breast cancer was receptor positive. It was estrogen receptor positive, progesterone receptor positive, and HER2 positive. She received treatment for her cancer with a local therapy and radiation therapy. She had 4 months of chemotherapy agents and then another full year of a drug called Herceptin, which is targeted to the HER2 receptor on the breast cancer. She received those drugs, got through them, had some side effects, and has now been on maintenance therapy with tamoxifen for about 2 years, 1.5 to 2 years. She went to a routine visit with her physician, and the physician in the middle of the visit recommended to her, as she said to me out of the blue, that she should consider taking another drug targeted to the HER2 receptor. Said the drug's name was neratinib, and this drug improved care by reducing the chance of recurrence of her breast cancer, and that she should consider taking this. He frankly told her there were side effects. The main side effect was diarrhea, and that nearly everyone in that got the drug in the clinical trial got diarrhea. So she obviously had to make a trade-off between what she was told was a lesser chance of recurrence, but she was going to have to face a higher chance of having diarrhea with the drug. Rather than say yes, she called me. And the graph for this decision is at the top of this post. You can see the clinical outcomes. If you're not looking at it, take a look at the graph. The clinical outcomes were measured in this clinical study were recurrent cancer at about 5 years following the start of the study. And you can see that about 8% or 116 of 1,420 people in the trial, 8% of people who took the new drug had a recurrence. On the other end, placebo, those people who didn't get the drug just took a received placebo, about 11%. So it looks like there's about a 3% difference in the recurrent cancer over 5 years. However, go down to the next row, alive at 5+ years. Notice that in this situation, the same amount of people at 5 years were living, 90% in both groups. So there's really no difference in life expectancy. On the other hand, the complications in the gray row, severe diarrhea was noted in about 40% of the people with neratinib and only 2% of the people on placebo. That's a 38% difference. So a 3% benefit in recurrent cancer at 5 years, but a harm or a complication rate of 38%. Now this situation, this clinical question, and the evidence behind this clinical question could drive an entire course in clinical epidemiology. I put an asterisk at the 3%, and this is why I love clinical medicine. Every individual patient is a new case. The clinical trials are look at on average, but what about this individual patient? Well, it turns out that this woman had received her Herceptin almost 2 years before. So the question is that situation lead to the average benefit, or is there something different? And in this situation, for women who received the Herceptin over 1 year before, there was no added benefit in disease-free survival or overall survival. So for her, this recommendation is one that does not benefit her at all, even though on average across the study population, there seemed to be the difference in recurrent cancer. Another important point for learning for making medical decisions is that the best outcome is, am I living or not? And notice that between the two drugs, the new drug, neratinib, and the placebo, there was no difference in mortality over the 5+ years. One of the reasons for this is that if you did recur, treatments were available at that time, and it's entirely possible that you do just as well. They're going to be following up this study, I think, years down the road. But at the present time, we don't know that there's any difference in the mortality rate of women who receive this drug. So this has multiple nuances to it. The fact that she was recommended this treatment at all, given that her specific subset of patients did not seem to derive benefit, is an interesting one. The second thing is that the evident base of an average outcome cannot be applied to individual patients. Clinical trials have to be used to help individuals know the harm and benefit of therapies, not on average. You can't apply a trial to everyone after the trial. That's an important learning point. It's an important thing that I will keep talking about in future blogs. But this woman was an interesting situation. Now, I will tell you, she decided not to take the drug. She did not think the diarrhea complication was worth the benefit. When I showed her that the mortality rates were the same at the end of that time, she did not feel it was worthwhile, and she went against the physician's recommendation. Well, thank you for listening. Hope this has been instructive. This is Dr. Bob saying goodbye.